largest collection of alternative music, and we play it all. Alternative Classics, Zone 105. Cambridge, KVNZ, Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
True over there. He's feeling frisky tonight, everybody. He's wearing his Amherst sweatshirt, and he's let his hair down.
That's right.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, and your addiction medicine specialist, kiddies. All right, MXPX is our guest tonight. They are currently getting drunk at a Thai restaurant. We'll be rolling in here at their leisure, which should be just about any minute now. Gina Lee Nolan will be in here tomorrow night. Gina Lee is just a spectacular-looking woman. And
who is she?
Really great-looking blonde.
Yeah, I got that part.
Baywatch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. Gives a mean hand job.
Okay.
Now you know her work? She's like, she's so good looking, she's too good looking. Looks like a, kind of like a, I don't know, looks like a Barbie doll. Some people look like their heads were sculpted.
Yeah, yeah.
Spent a lot of time on them.
Yeah.
Like, what's that motivational speaker? Tom Robbins? Tony Robbins?
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like he's claymated?
Yeah.
Gigantism claymated guy. You got to breathe. You got to get up out of the bed. And you have to live. Or Tom Vu.
Oh, no.
The Vietnamese guy who...
You're going to go through all your imitations tonight?
Tom Vu is no different than Minka, if you listen to the show.
I understand. That's what I figured Minka was coming next.
You know how I make millions of dollars in real estate market? I work hard. I'm not soft like you. I'm no pussy like you. I'm no scared. You see this Ferrari? That's my toy. You see the scarab boat with coke whores on it? That's my toy. You want toys? You use Tom Vu method. See this picture? That picture of me with 800 Vietnamese brothers and sisters. We come over on life rafts. I wash dish. Now look at me. You see that helicopter? You see that scarab boat? You see that Ferrari? Them's my toys. Eric, I think the guy got thrown off the air, but I think they used a RICO Act against him or something. Eric?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes, I am.
Okay, buddy.
I don't know if I've got a problem or whatnot, but...
I think you're talking on a microphone.
What are you talking into?
What kind of phone is that?
I'm talking to a telephone.
Just a plain phone?
Plain telephone.
Wow. It's like a microphone.
Is it shaped like anything?
Shaped like a phone.
Oh, let me write
Nothing special down. About it.
Okay, well, give yourself a little room. Pull it away from your mouth just a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a little better. Thanks.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm married. Married pretty young. And since recently, like 2 years or whatnot, I've been watching a whole lot of porn. I mean, too much of it. When my wife's at work, it's like all I can think of, you know? I was wondering, is that normal?
When do you work?
Well, I work night shift, and my wife works during the day.
And that's all you do when she's gone is watch porn?
Pretty much.
How many hours a day?
I'd say from about 11:30 to about 3 o'clock, right before I got to walk out the door.
And
you can walk at that point?
Are you masturbating?
Yeah.
And how many do you get off in that 4.5 hours?
Well, I'm really picky. I just, you know, look at anything. I think maybe like once. You know, I just do it once and that's it.
Yeah, but once you pick that one thing at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I do. I've learned my lesson with the porn and the masturbation, which is I cut to the quick now. Because I realize...
You got a life.
Yeah, well, your Johnson's in your hand. You think everything's wonderful. But then... It happens, and you feel like you've wasted your life because you spent an hour and 45 minutes sitting on the sofa spanking it.
Exactly.
Get it over with. And once you get it over with, you won't want to do it for a few more hours. You see what I'm saying, Eric?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Knock off all the foreplay with yourself.
Okay.
Fast forward. Don't even fast forward. Just have all the movies queued up to your sweet spot.
See, here's the thing. I'm not watching movies. It's all online, you know. My wife is totally against, you know, anything.
Oh, it's all online.
It's all online.
Okay, all right, hold on. See, this is the problem. See, I've had this problem before. People think I'm nuts. But if I rent a porn movie, if there's a porn movie I haven't seen before,
yeah.
I have to fast forward through the entire movie to make sure I'm not missing anything before I then backtrack and get to the good part.
That sounds like a normal thing.
But even, my friends make fun of me.
For that?
Yeah. Oh, and other stuff.
What do they do?
They watch the movie in sort of real time, and if they see something they like, they just add it, and then they'll go back and put it in and see what else is on there. Me, every time semen comes out of my penis, I feel like this could be the last time. You understand? That's why I make a great softball player, because every time I get up to the plate, I think this could be the last swing I take. I focus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I fast forward all the way through, because I always think there's going to be some chick I went to high school with who's banging a couple black dwarfs at the end that I'm going to miss, and that semen, I'll never get it back again. There may be new semen, but not that semen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So I'll watch the whole thing. Now, the thing about the internet, now... I'll watch a movie, though. I know what's on it. I'll go right to the good stuff.
Yeah.
You put the internet on, that's endless. It's an endless stream of new images.
I see.
So there's no stopping
point.
How
do you pick?
Right. And that's what young Eric is dealing with. Eric?
Yes.
Here's the deal. You set yourself like an like a 10-minute egg timer, and that's as long as you got to whack off.
Okay.
And you do it. I mean, start watching at 11:30 when your old lady goes to work or whatever, but by noon, you're done. And the only way you're going to be done is if something comes out of your penis before noon.
And start exercising or find another hobby or something. What, how's the relationship going?
I mean, I put on, you know, I guess I act, everything's fine, you know.
But it's sucking.
That, yeah, I feel trapped, you know. I can't really hang out with my friends or do anything.
Why not? You got the whole day.
Well, most of my friends work during the day, they're at school. So it's like...
You got to start taking care of yourself better.
Hey, yeah. Why don't you get off the night shift?
Well, you know, it pays more.
What are you doing?
I do repair work for a telephone company.
Hmm. And you're out just working on those switcher boxes or something?
Well, it's all remotely now, so I'm in an office doing it.
All right. Well, okay. The point is you have 1.5 hour from the time your hand touches your Johnson to the time you're going for the paper towels.
Mm.
Okay, that's it. Now you're done by noon, and you have the whole day ahead of you.
And then if you're going to be able to sort of continue this plan, you have to take better care of yourself.
Thank you. Derek?
Yeah?
What's up?
I have a Coleman syndrome. Are you familiar with that?
Coleman. You don't smell things and you don't have developed testes.
Right.
Well, really? So, why do those go hand in hand?
Just pituitary.
It's a developmental thing.
So you have no sense of smell.
Yeah.
None.
Which means, well, it means you would have been in great shape the other night when your Drew was in this booth, if you were in here with me, because that was a bad night.
But he has taste.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so he could taste it?
I'm not sure if it's as good as everyone else.
No, it shouldn't be. How can you test for
with
that?
No smell, you can have taste?
Yeah, he has taste.
How much taste do you have?
It's not as good. The tongue's still functioning.
Who knows?
He's sweet and sour. And
Is it like, what? I mean, and I know, Derek, you have nothing to compare it to, but Drew, would it be like you getting a head cold and eating something?
Worse? Yeah.
Man.
What do you like eating, Derek?
Pizza, ice cream.
So the fatty...
Yeah, so it's like, for you, it's like almost more of a texture.
I can't taste garlic.
Great. And, right, but you don't know what you're missing, right?
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But what I am missing is my nuts.
Oh, you're missing your nuts. Those right. You know you're missing.
Well, no, wait a minute. Do you take testosterone?
Yeah, I take injections.
And the testes never developed because they were never turned on, so to speak.
Right.
Right, just recently we went through a whole thing to find them, and they couldn't find them, so...
They were afraid that they were up inside?
Right.
Drew's wife left town, and he looked for his nuts just the other weekend,
still,
by the way.
She still had them with her.
Yeah, she's in the glove box. She took it with her.
And so in other words, they thought maybe you had non-descended testes, right?
Right, because I guess different cases are the same syndrome. Some people have them, some people don't.
Well, also, I suspect that, you know, you didn't have normal puberty, right? And they started fishing around for what the problem was.
I didn't do puberty.
Yeah.
So, now, what does your scrotum sac look like?
Never separated, never. Just very small and tight.
So, just kind of up there?
Yeah.
Not hanging down?
No, so...
Let me tell you something, though, Derek. Are those things... All they're good for is a place for your buddies to put their boot when they get mad at you. Women don't like nuts.
How about
they think they're bizarre looking?
How about the phallus?
It makes your penis look bigger.
Fine.
Normal.
Yeah.
And
yikes!
And you produce semen, and now that you're on testosterone, you have normal function and stuff. Is that right?
Everything works.
Just no sperm.
Right.
Semen, no sperm.
Nice. All right, you can't get girls pregnant. You don't have the nuts working as a counterweight when you're trying to have sex. They're not slowing you down. You can go on long bike rides.
Girl got bad breath. He doesn't smell.
No one's kicking you in them. You could go down on even the worst woman for days with no side effects.
I have terrible. I have some acne. I was wondering if that was from the testosterone.
Sure.
Is that what that is?
I mean, he may have acne anyway, but testosterone can.
Right, we go to a dermatologist. But now, what about these nuts? You want to have something inserted in there?
Well, I was considering it.
Why?
I was wondering.
You've got an advantage going here.
Well, come on. The guy feels weird in the shower and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
But what about putting something in there?
But these acrylic now, don't they? Oh, no, they have. What do they use?
I don't know. Here's the deal, though. If they put something in there over time, will it start stretching out? Does he have extra skin down there?
They said that it'll stretch.
It'll stretch a little bit. Yeah.
All right. That sounds relatively easy. All they have to do is cut the skin and put them in there, right?
Yeah.
But are they going to look real? Are they going to feel real? Are they going to move? Or
it's going to be a little different.
Are they going to migrate?
Yeah, they could. But it's, look, you're ahead of the game, not behind. You're ahead.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, listen, the guy's got no nuts, Drew. How good do you want to make him feel? I mean, he's only buying so much of this.
What is the ugliest part of the male?
The scrotum is the ugliest part of the male anatomy.
Right, male without a scrotum hanging down.
I know, but
if he even approaches normal anatomic proportions,
yeah,
he'll still be ahead of the game because he won't have all the hang and all this stuff.
Okay, you'll have
the implant from ahead of the game.
Yeah.
All right, so get the implants, and over time they'll take shape.
Right,
you'll be fine.
Okay.
Well, come on, Derek, cheer up, buddy. Look at it this way. If you had this thing 100 years ago, you'd be in the ground.
Yep.
All right? Now you got semen and no sperm. You got a penis and no nuts. And you get to take testosterone.
Taste with no smell.
Taste with no smell. It sounds like he's eliminated all the middlemen in the human anatomy. It's like a guy complaining that he's born with no... what do they need? What don't you need? Gallbladder?
Appendix?
Appendix, yeah. That's why I got an F in biology.
You didn't take biology, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually go?
In the 10th grade?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
When did I actually go?
I don't know. You just seem so sophisticated about this.
Oh, how dare you? Of course I went. That freak Mr. Diliberti failed my ass. Joe?
Yeah?
You're 21.
Yeah, hey. First of all, love the show.
Thanks.
I love the man show, especially.
Thank you.
Hopefully one day I can be a millionaire just like you.
Yeah, literally. Millionaire.
Literally. Screw all my friends that screwed me.
That's right.
Whatever.
Anyway, I got a question for you. I'm friends with a 17-year-old girl, and, I know legally it's not okay, but I'd like to ask her out, but I'm just not sure I should.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what y'all's take on this is.
Is she a senior in high school?
Yeah.
And how long have you known her?
A year.
And how'd you meet her?
Just came over to a friend's house.
Uh-huh. And you struck up a friendship?
Yeah.
Joe, you strike me as the kind of guy who doesn't do a lot of dating.
No, not especially.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of fixed on this one chick. Do you think she likes you?
Well, I mean, we get along.
Right. But maybe she thinks of you as a friend?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard from anybody, like the mutual friend you have, that she might have an interest in you?
No.
Mm. She probably doesn't, right?
No, I mean, I like to think there is, but then I think logically, I'm just probably trying to look for something that isn't there.
Yeah, hold on a second, Joe. I just came up with a new daytime show I'd like to star in. It's called Bubble Bursters. Here's what happens. I go, today... Our guest is Brian. He's wanting to ask Connie for her hand in marriage since he's known her from the 5th grade. They're both 22 now. Connie's waiting backstage. And then what happens is Brian comes out and I convince him that he's too ugly, poor, and stupid to ask anyone to marry him, and he leaves crying. And that
convince her that's what he is.
Right.
She leaves screaming.
Right. Tune in next week when I talk someone out of a career in medicine. Yeah, or someone wants to be, maybe we devote a whole week to me discouraging, fifth graders who want to be astronauts and the president and attorneys and things like
why
that.
Why they can't be.
Why it's never going to work.
Yeah.
Why it's never going to work. Are you kidding me? You'll be lucky to graduate junior college tomorrow. Now get out of here. All right, you can tell that Joe is desperate.
Yeah.
And Joe has one woman who he's having contact with. And listen to me, women. When a guy doesn't get a whole lot of dates,
oof,
and you're the one woman who will talk to him,
oh,
and sort of tolerate him, all of that energy, all of that dating he didn't do in high school, all of those lonely nights, it all gets focused and channeled into you, and you become the hope for this guy. Guys do this. Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do a lot of dating in high school, right?
Just the same girl, off and on.
This girl?
No, a different girl.
Really? You got laid?
No. Waiting till I get married.
Yeah, I wasn't hearing that in your voice either.
Well, there's nothing overwhelming wrong with you dating her.
Yeah, you're waiting until you get married. You're not going to have sex.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal, Joe.
But she's young.
How much younger is she than Joe, though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks, Joe. All right. Here's what you need to do. You need to flat
out. Agreeing with Adam's insult.
You need to flat out ask her out. And don't make any bones about it. You know, don't do that lunch thing with eight people or that coffee thing with, the soccer team. Just ask her out on a Friday night. But promise me that if she doesn't want to go, even if she gives you an excuse about what she's doing this weekend and how her grandmother's coming in town or whatever her excuse is, you don't ask her out again. Give her a chance. Ask her out. Make sure it's in no uncertain terms.
Should we do play acting so Ann can display?
Right, right. Let me give you the difference between someone who wants to go out with you and someone who doesn't want to go out with you. And there's subtle differences. And they're almost, if you're not listening with both ears, you won't be able to interpret it.
Yeah.
You won't.
Because, Joe, listen to this.
Yeah, I'll put him on hold. Ann?
Yeah.
Here's what I'd like you to give me.
You're excited. Yeah.
No, I am. I'm getting into my role.
Yeah.
Hello, focusing.
That role ain't too big a stretch for Ann, by the way. The don't want to go out with your role. Here's the deal, Ann. I want you to give me, now here's what I think is important for Joe to hear. I want you to give me the, I can't go out with you this weekend, I'm giving you an excuse, and I don't ever want to go out with
mm-hmm.
you. And I want you to give me the, you're really doing something Friday night. You really can't go out with him Friday night, but you're really happy he asked you out, and you want to make sure that he asks you out again.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because once in a while, and guys got to know the difference between this. All right, we'll start with the you're really not interested one.
All right.
Hey, hold on a second.
Maestro?
Hold on. Yeah. Joe?
Mm-hmm.
What's this girl's name?
Sharon.
Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Sharon, this is Virgin Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, this Friday I'm thinking about taking in a movie. Would you like to go with me?
Oh, I'm real busy this weekend.
Oh, really? Saturday too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bad weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, because
I'm really not into movies anyway.
Oh, you don't like movies?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the theater, sit next to all those people.
Right.
Germs,
yeah.
Crowded.
Yeah, get something on your foot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to go to a movie. I might, head out this week and grab a bite or something like that. It's actually
cars.
Something.
You know, I'm on a diet. I'm planning on eating this
weekend. Oh, okay. All right, well, you know, maybe some other time, huh?
You know,
some other time.
Mm.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, that's the ain't going out this weekend, and ain't going out everyone.
And I think most people would not have the huevos to end it with, when Ann was a little firmer at the end there, when it's like,
yeah.
Maybe some other time, most people would go, conclude this conversation.
I guess I was selling it too hard.
That's what girls will do. They'll go,
absolutely. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I'll have to call me. Yeah.
Which is wrong. Girls need to,
I know.
Come back.
They always do that, and then they don't answer their calls.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the follow-up to that.
But you guys, everyone, you know how it is. You want to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whatever, whether you're quitting a job or not going out with someone or firing somebody or whatever it is, it's always uncomfortable. And what you try to do is lessen the pain by not laying it all out. You give it to them in doses. Now you've just bought yourself another week, and hope by the time he calls next week and you tell him no, he'll have gotten the message, theoretically.
Yeah.
Drew wouldn't have, but theoretically Joe would have. Okay, now here's the excuse, but I'm really interested guy, but something really is going on this weekend. Hey, what the hell is her name?
Sure.
Sharon. Hey, Sharon, this is Virgin Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
How are you?
Wow, you sound like you're in a good mood.
I am. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, I was thinking about taking in that new Dolph Lundgren movie this weekend. Is that something?
Oh, you know what? This weekend I'm really busy. I already have plans.
Oh.
Yeah, but how about some other time?
Oh, you're busy Friday, Saturday. What about, Sunday?
Doing that sounds perfect.
Sunday's good?
I'm totally open on Sunday.
Oh, okay. There. See?
And it'd also be whatever you want to do with the follow-up from her.
Right.
Whatever you're doing, I'm glad to join you.
Right. Everyone, just close your eyes and picture stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do and how you react to that. That's what you'll get. Thank you, Ann. The role of Sarah, the girlfriend, was played by Ann, the producer. Joe?
Huh?
All right. Now, did you learn anything from that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Although, thank you for that. One thing I would say, though, is that it's kind of like that second one, but also one thing you have to understand about me is that I'm very, like you said, not a lot of dates. So,
yeah.
You know, if a girl wants something, I'll give it to her. So I think she's kind of taking on that. So if she goes, hey, you want to do something tonight? I go, yeah, you know, let's go. And I'm just wondering if that makes
sense. You mean
I don't know, don't care. Let's show. Ask her out. And if she goes out.
No, he's the van detailer, say.
Yeah, he goes and does. Ask her out on a date.
Yeah.
All right? And if she goes, great. And if she doesn't go, don't ask her again.
But if she says, you know, we can go detail my van.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You go on a date. All right?
Right. Now, should I say, you want to go out on a date or do you want to go out Saturday night?
To dinner.
Dinner?
Yes. Say, do you want to go out Saturday night?
Go out.
Go out.
With me.
With Drew. Ask her if she wants to go out with Drew on Saturday night and in no uncertain terms, all right?
Mm.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. MXPX has just entered the building. We'll chat with them when we come back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Why is the Rolling Rock bottle green? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a very flattering color for most people, you know. So let's say you're going out for the evening. You could wear green if you wanted to appear pretty obvious or desperate or like a loser. Or you could just hold something green near your face, maybe like a Rolling Rock bottle. You do that with a brown bottle. It's like, hey, is that guy drinking a beer or cough syrup? Things that are brown, I don't particularly like. But someone with a green bottle, you know, they've done studies. That's how a lot of musicians get the model. It's not because they're good musicians or they're attractive. I mean, we know that. In a lot of cultures, green was a sign of money. So that's why when you hold a Rolling Rock next to your face, it's like, well, that guy doesn't have to show it off.
For almost 60 years, Rolling Rock has come in a bright emerald green bottle with a painted label. Just another reason why some people think it tends to stand out from the crowd. Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Amy, don't be embarrassed shopping for condoms at the corner drugstore. At condomstore.com, you can buy top quality recognized brands online. Shop condomstore.com anytime, day or night, and have condoms shipped right to your door in discreet packaging. Visit condomstore.com and get our special 75 condom collection. It's a great way to try out a variety of top brands for only $9.95. Condomstore.com.
Commercials are more believable if you get to know real customers. So on the line with me is Michael Weisbrod, a Geico auto insurance customer. Michael, tell us about the real you.
Well, I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. My turn-ons are sunsets, honest people, walks on the beach, puppies, and low-cost car insurance.
It doesn't get any more real than that. To join sensitive people like Michael, call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could save 15% or more. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breath taking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Does it keep your beat? Does it sing your song? Does it shake when you shake and groove when you groove? Does your haircut fit you? At Great Clips, we think your haircut says a lot about who you are, your taste, your image, your style. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. And it's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which great clips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, you can always count on a haircut that plays your tune. And that's a guarantee. And with convenient weekend and evening hours and easy to find location, you can always get your haircut when it fits your schedule, not ours. Great clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a short prepared statement.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Well, of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
Tattoos and body piercing, now available at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Musician slash actress Courtney Love will write a book detailing the ins and outs of the music industry. The band's website reports that Love was asked by HarperCollins to pen the book for aspiring artists looking for real insight into the industry. These days, Love has her hands full trying to find a new basis for the band. The Zone Files, brought to you by Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and Alternative Classics, Zone 105. It's September. The days are getting shorter. The weather's getting colder. And it only gets worse from here. Don't worry. Zone 105 understands. That's why we're going to take you to a place far away from it all. We're going to send you to Iceland. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to Iceland. There, you'll get lavish hotel accommodations, access to the refreshing hot springs. And then, once you've relaxed, we're throwing in tickets to the Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival. Just email, fax, or send us a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. The Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival from Iceland Air and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. If it is Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. MXPX has just entered the building. Mike, Tom, and Yuri are all in here. The Ever Passing Moment is the name of the new CD. We'll hear something off of that very, very shortly. And welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you.
I was told that you guys were here in January, which is a pretty quick return by a Loveline standard.
Very quick.
And not a good sign for you guys, by the way. That's a bad omen.
We got to be back here. Huh?
Most of the bands don't come back for 3 and 4 years, and then they can't remember the time they were here before that.
It was fun, though.
Yes. Yeah, well, good. Well, you guys are good guys, and we're glad to have you back. MXPX is going to be in San Francisco on the 28th. That's coming up this Thursday, and then Sacramento the 29th, and then Salt Lake City, and then after that, you're going to have to go to Europe to find them. You guys have done European tours, right?
Yeah, I've done a couple of them already.
And I ask this to all the bands that come out here, and it's maybe it's insulting, but I can't figure out whether everyone knows who you are in Europe, or you're going over there as a good American rock band and you're going to turn them on to you, or like the first time you went to Europe. Were you playing shows where you had all MXPX fans in the audience?
No, for sure, no. We opened for Bad Religion on the first tour, and it was like 10 or so people, I think, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But then by the end of the show, by the time we were done playing, it was like a little more people.
It's like 11. There.
Yeah, 12. Yeah,
and it. But did everyone who was there knew Bad Religion?
Oh yeah.
And here's what I guess I'm asking. Especially, I don't think as much for Europe, but like Japan. We have a lot of bands who come in here who say they're going to Japan the next day, and I never really want to say it, although I end up saying it anyway. It's like, how do they know you in Japan? And when you have a show in Japan, are they all coming out to see you, or are they just coming out to see American rock.
Mm, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it actually in Japan we do really well.
So you do a show. You do a show in Japan, and they're so short that they can actually squeeze more people into the venue.
Yeah.
Like where a venue that might hold 2,500 fat Texans could hold 4 million Japanese. It's great, Drew. You didn't know about that? Fire marshal turns his head.
They stack them on top of each other.
Oh yeah, yeah. They stack them height wise. Yeah. So anyway, going to Europe and where in Europe?
We're doing a lot of the UK, which is really cool, because every time before, like, we played, what's that festival? The Reading Festival.
Right.
A couple of years ago, and it was like, I kind of really wanted to see a lot more of England, because our favorite bands are from that area, and it's just, like, history lesson for all of us, I think.
And you guys seem like intelligent enough guys to sort of welcome it and drink it in and get something out of it. I mean, a lot of bands come in and they go, "Oh, the food sucked. Everyone was an a-hole." We're glad.
The food's gonna suck, and you're eating McDonald's a lot. But I mean, to be over there where all those bands grew up and kind of came into their own.
What are some of the bands that come out of England that you appreciate?
I mean, The Clash, The Who, Elvis Costello, The Beatles.
Yeah.
For me, it's like The Cure and The Smiths are big fans of those bands.
You know, it's weird. I love all those bands, too, especially Elvis Costello and Who and The Clash. But, like, when I think of bands like Led Zeppelin, I think of them as an American band. Like, I don't think of them as English.
Yeah, they're so huge over here.
Yeah. They're so huge over here, and they all look American, and they sort of, they sound, their music sounds like it. I mean, I'm trying to think of what other English bands that I think are American, but I don't think of like Drew. You think of Led Zeppelin?
Didn't know that to this moment.
Oh, there you go.
What about
Drew?
The Stones, Rolling Stones.
Samantha Fox. Yeah.
Stones. Totally, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were into the blues.
The
Stones were so deep into the blues that they wanted to be American.
Right.
Just they happened to live over there.
All right. Well, there's your little lesson, Drew. Led Zeppelin turns out for me.
Didn't know that.
Right. Oh, yeah. We will jump onto the phones and speak to Jenny, who's 19. Jenny?
Hi.
What's up?
I got my nipple pierced a while ago, and I was wondering if I was going to have problems breastfeeding when I was older.
It can make it a little tougher, but it doesn't impair it. It doesn't prevent it.
Okay.
One
of my friends said that it was going to be, like, all blacked up, and I wasn't going to be able to breastfeed from that side, but I wasn't sure.
Very occasionally that can be an issue, but usually not.
She doesn't have a nipple piercing, does she?
She does.
She does.
She does.
And did she have this experience?
No, but she said that's what she had heard.
Right.
So I was a little nervous.
And you just had one done?
Yeah.
How come just one?
I didn't know how much it was going to hurt when I got it done, so I was like, I'll get one done, and if I really, really want it, I'll get the other one done later on.
Yeah, did it hurt a lot?
It wasn't that bad.
What do they do to numb it? Do they just ice it?
They put a clamp on, and then the clamp kind of numbs it, and then they put a needle through.
I see.
It was just like a really tiny, sharp pain, and that was it.
Does a guy do it or a girl do it?
A guy.
Great. That's great. That is a great gig. I can't understand the guys are doing, like, the labia piercings and clitoral hood piercings and that kind of stuff. I mean, imagine that gig.
So to speak.
Yeah, and the great news is you don't have any, you know, 45-year-old old saggy broads rolling in there with the punch slopping over the vagina and all that stuff. You have like nubile, young, crazy heroin addict women who are 19, you know, like strippers and stuff, and you're getting paid, and they probably tip you.
Yeah.
I bet they give you a tip.
I was actually in the tattoo shop one time, and this girl was getting her clit pierced, and we all knew it. They closed the drape and everything, and we're just all sitting there talking. All of a sudden, this girl is like, "Oh!" Just like, we're like, oh my gosh. Everyone's like, it's okay, everything's fine. And she just like, it turns out when she left, we got the scoop from the piercer. She was like, she like came or something when I pierced her. It was insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet that happens. Because here's the deal, too. Chicks that get the clitoral piercing are nuts. And nutty chicks are the most sexual because God has a very cruel sense of humor. He makes all the really insane, he makes all the totally adjusted sane women frigid. And he makes all the like crazy psycho bitches incredible in the sack. And so I bet, and we've talked to women who can have an orgasm just driving over a speed bump in a van or something. So I bet they have half of them have an orgasm in there. I think we should hear something from MXPX. What do you think, Drew?
Sounds perfect.
That's good. You love that part of the show, right, Drew?
Yeah, get to the bathroom.
Get to make a phone call, go to the bathroom. What, Drew, do you keep a list of things to do when we're playing
the band? No, those are number one, number two.
All right. So you are going number two.
No.
I see. All right. This is from MXPX. This is off of the Ever Passing Moment, the latest CD, and this song is called Responsibility.
Think about it. Think about it.
MXPX off of the Ever Passing Moment, out in CDs, out
could be your theme song,
CD form in stores. Responsibility.
I don't want to think about it.
Thank you. All right, let's hop back on the phones. Melissa.
Hi.
16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first I want to say hi to MXPX. They're like one of my favorite bands.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. And you guys just really helped me through a lot of stuff, and I thank you for that. And the new album is really, really good. As well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Dr. Drew, I was wondering if you think that hypnosis and therapy can be helpful, because we think I was abused at daycare when I was like 3, but I don't remember it, so.
I don't know that hypnosis is important. It's not so much resurrecting the memory as much as recreating, or rather sort of rewiring who you are in a relationship with somebody that you're closely involved with, like a therapist. It will change you as you change in that relationship, as you grow in terms of your ability to express yourself and experience yourself in a therapeutic environment, you will change.
Who's we when you say we?
Oh, my
think,
parents and me.
Why do you think that?
Well, we found out after they talked to them that the lady that ran it left her 2 teenage sons in charge.
Mm.
And I came home one day with only underwear and my bottom was all red, and they said that I'd gotten into salt and rubbed it on me. And
bottom was all red?
Maybe they just smacked you, but even that, I mean, obviously that's an awful thing.
Yeah,
but
and my personality, I guess, completely changed. I got, like, really, really withdrawn, and I used to be, like, really happy, and now I'm clinically depressed.
Like anything else going on?
Hold on. You mean all the 30 months you were on the planet before this incident, you were a happy-go-lucky, carefree individual, and then it all turned?
Well, yeah. Well, when you're 3, you have a personality.
Yeah, not much, though.
I was happy.
Well, what the hell do you know at 3?
But something happened.
All right, something could have happened.
She got post-traumatic stress reaction or something. But be that as it may, What's going on in your interpersonal world now? Can you have relationships with people?
Well, I have, like, family and friends, yeah.
But no boyfriends or anything?
No.
Like
yeah. All right. I'm with Drew on the whole hypnosis thing. I think it's a waste of time. And why, by the way, getting in touch with something or going... First off, people have past life regressions all the time through hypnosis, which is nonsense. And what the hell does knowing it do for you?
Right. Even
so you find out some guy named Craig when he was 16 goosed you
exactly.
12 years ago. What now? What shape are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're really screwed.
I mean,
just go to therapy if you're depressed.
The fantasy is that well now you can deal with this as an adult, but you know what? When that kind of thing happens to you, you get stuck as a child.
Right.
You
got
to grow out of that place anyway, and experiencing that trauma doesn't do
I'm
that.
Laughing because Drew and I always laugh about the past life regressions because everyone turned out to be a king or a knight or maybe a duke or something like that. Duke is sort of the low end of the past life regression scale. As it turns out, you led many troops into battle, that kind of stuff. No one cleaned the stables. And if you really break it down... what percentage of people were actually the ruling monarchy? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was it, 50%, 75%? Or would you say it was almost nobody? Nobody. Everyone else was just some serf who died of black plague or something, right?
Yeah.
There's what you did. You ate straw for about 30 years, then you keeled over in a big thing of donkey crap. Right, but nobody says that. Now, if somebody said, hey, I had a past life regression, yeah, what happened? I worked at an Arby's, and I was killed by a guy in a drive-through window. This was in 1969. I'd be like, well, all right, now we're on to something. But when you start telling me you pulled the sword out of the rock and held it up above your head, now I ain't buying it. Because there ain't that, not everyone was nobility. It doesn't work.
And
tell me you shoveled some crap, and I'm buying it.
And even if it's not nobility, it's I was a Union soldier. I fell in the field of Gettysburg.
Right. right. No one was shot in the ass hiding in a barn. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a certain amount of guys that were shot by their own troops. There's a certain amount of guys that were just hung by the army for cowardice and that kind of thing. Where are those people? Do they not have a past life?
Even if you get... You find something like that, who are you going to tell? Like, yeah, I was shot in the ass. You don't even want to brag about that.
Right. And here's the other thing, too. It's like, what were you doing? Well, I was a William the Conqueror. Okay, what are you doing now? I work for UPS.
Okay, William.
You drive the truck? No, not yet. A couple of years, they're going to give me a route. Oh, I see.
He washes the truck.
I came back to this planet because I had unfinished business.
Yeah, unfinished business. There's parcels that needed delivery. You wanted to wear some brown shorts? What unfinished business? Yeah, so you led a nation in battle several hundred years ago, and now you live in an apartment in Sherman Oaks. You got a cat that won't listen to you, and you got a mini fridge where a big one should be? I don't think so. I think these people, when they came back, would have tend to have done something slightly more important than whatever it is you're doing now.
Or not come back.
Or not come back. There you go. Yeah. Thank you for that, Austin. MXPX is our guest tonight. We'll take ourselves a little break when we come back. Speaking of coming back, we'll talk to Raquel. 14, bisexual. Boyfriend is jealous of a girlfriend, wants to know what the deal is. What?
Get your money out?
Oh, maybe doing some gambling after this.
Okay.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Oh. Excuse me. Please continue. Hello, Dionysus here, the god of revelry. You know, Mount Olympus, orgies, food, drink. That's my life. I thought I'd take a moment to endorse the only place on Earth that brings me down from Olympus. Of course, I speak of Rick's Cabaret. Sure, I've tried it, but nothing else comes close to matching my godly appetites. First, there's the women, fresh as dewdrops on spring roses with peach-soft skin.
Oh, God.
Soon, my love, soon.
Oh.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, Rick's Cabaret. What would revelry be without a bounty of fine food and drink? Do you know there's some places in your town that serve their liquor from a plastic hose and they're pre-measured? I find that offensive. When I drink, I want the drink poured freely and without reserve, like at Rick's Cabaret. Why, I was in one place that made me pay an hourly fee to sit in their VIP section. Not to mention their joke of a menu. Rick's menu is truly worthy of a guy. And there are no expensive hourly seating VIP fees. So take my advice and celebrate life as a god would at Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd.
My sex drive started getting weaker, and eventually I lost my ability to perform. I felt humiliated, like less of a man, and like I was a huge disappointment to my wife, Deborah. But then I discovered Progenus, which is an amazing new all-natural breakthrough that boosts the male sex drive and sexual stamina and restores sexual ability in men. With Progenus, my life has changed completely. Right away, my sex drive got stronger. I was able to perform sexually, just like when Deborah and I first got married. But even better, I have more stamina and my sex drive is really at full throttle now. It's like Deb and I are newlyweds again. And Progenus boosts my performance naturally without surgery, drugs, or having to go to the doctor. So it's totally private and completely safe. And the best part is, it works.
Call now for your risk-free 90-day trial of Progenus. Plus, get a secret bonus video free with your order at 1-800-572-5758. That's 1-800-572-5758. Call now, 1-800-572-5758.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Question. What happens when you forget an anniversary? Whoa, Nelly, it ain't pretty. The results can range from a slight scowl to about 7 weeks in intensive care with a vast network of tubes and wires sustaining your frail body. Point is, you should never, ever forget an anniversary. Which brings us to the anniversary sale at Audio King, our biggest sale of fall. And while you can occasionally miss an anniversary with your slightly overweight girlfriend who works nights at the donut shop, don't, I repeat, do not miss the anniversary sale at Audio King. Think of it this way, Latka. If you do miss it, you'll miss out on getting a free subwoofer box when you buy select Rockford Fosgate 10 and 12-inch subwoofers starting at $99 and up. That's right, a free sub box. And that's only one of many ultimate buys on decks, amps, speakers, and more. Sorry, donut girl. Maybe next year. So repeat after me. I will never forget another anniversary. The Audio King anniversary sale, that is.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
When I was sure my family was okay, I went out looking for my customers to see if they needed help.
On a Sunday in January, a tornado hit Jackson, Tennessee. Bill Page, an Allstate agent, was there.
You can always buy insurance. Everywhere you turn, there's someone who'll tell you how easy it is to save a dollar. Well, what happens when the sky starts falling and you need help? People who buy insurance without an agent, for instance, who goes out looking for them?
Some kind of insurance is always available, some just over the phone. Bill Page is available face-to-face. His office is open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 1. And Bill's office can discuss your policy and start your claim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And like Bill Page, most of our agents' offices are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey! Loveline. Adam Carolla here. Dr. Drew over there. MXPXX. Gina Lee Nolan will be in tomorrow night. One of just the, just one of the best looking women ever. She's really, really good looking.
Is this somebody you're planning on dating, or are you just...
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Well, stalking. And then I'll feather that into a dating.
How did she come to us? How did, so to speak?
How did?
This is a referral Gina from Lee, you.
Gina Lee Nolan.
Yeah.
How'd she? Why?
Was she referred by you?
To this show?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We hooked it up, actually.
Okay. Yeah, the MXPX guys did.
Well, I figured that.
No, I never met her. I don't think.
All right.
There's a new show called Sheena, Lord of the Jungle. No, I don't know. What is Sheena? Is that Sheena, Lord of the Jungle? Or is it... Oh, it's a TV show.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'll clarify. Oh, we'll write
it down. Trash bag. So it's a TV show. It's not a minstrel show? All right. Anne's pissed. Okay. So she'll be in here tomorrow. But you know her work from Baywatch and then, of course, Baywatch. That's enough.
Baywatch Night.
Baywatch Night. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, one of the greatest conversations I ever had was that with Alexandra Paul?
Yeah.
About...
But, what's his name? Artistry?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
Commitment to his art.
And I said to her, Alexandra Paul was the short-haired one without the boob job. It was on the Baywatch for like the first 5 seasons. And I said to her, I said, what's up with Hasselhoff? I mean, the guy... you know, he has a piece of Baywatch. It's the biggest show in the world. He sold a billion records in Europe. I mean, the guy's set. He is set financially 100 times over. He has to be. I mean, he is in on, I mean, I don't know what percentage he's getting off of Baywatch, but man, that number must be astronomical, the kind of money he got in syndication and everything for that show. And she said, well, see, I said, why does he keep going? Why not just relax, just retire? I said, listen, he's an artist. He is a creator. He is in it for the art. He's not in it for the money. I said, listen, I saw a preview for Baywatch Nights the other day. Sasquatch was chasing a dude under the pier. You understand me?
Do you see the art in that thing?
Yeah.
Symbolism.
Yeah, Sasquatch is at the beach, everybody. That's art. Like, are you high? Sasquatch at the beach. What art, the hell? Yeah. Art, it's like, yeah, it's like, and how about those clown paintings? How's that coming along for him? He's in it for the art.
He's actually into a lot of velvet.
Jesus Christ. Raquel?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I'm bisexual, and I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and my boyfriend is extremely jealous of my girlfriend.
Does that surprise you?
No. Actually, he tells me this, and actually, it kind of does.
How old is your boyfriend?
Does that surprise you? No.
Well, yeah.
Actually,
how old is he?
14.
He's 14.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
What's this?
Yeah, you know what my biggest dilemma was at 14? Is like, do I trade the Tonka truck for the Wacky Pass
somehow? I'm afraid that when I have
I got a bi girlfriend. Jesus
Christ.
How do you
get the chain back on the bike?
You know? Right, yeah. Yeah, don't start at the bottom and get your finger out of the way if you start from the top.
Exactly.
All right, hold on, Raquel.
Okay.
We got to gamble on your past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. for those of you who don't know how the gambling on this show works, oh, Christ. I hope I put my... Oh, good. I got. You guys got a dollar?
I got
a dollar. I got to have something.
We,
just say no more gambling.
I've been winning lately, by the way, which I may have just jinxed myself. All right, you want to put the five out there?
Five.
And take the singles. All right, here's the deal. We gamble on the past. What brought Raquel to where she is today? 14, bisexual, chaotic relationship.
The media.
The media.
I'm gonna go
it's always the media.
The media.
What went on in the family? Drew, there's nothing in my wallet.
I was just looking at this Holly Hills video membership card.
Yeah.
Things been worked.
No, it hasn't. How dare you? No, there's a crazy Chinaman working there, and I can't talk to him. And especially with porn.
Ciao.
You bang us your anus? Could you keep it down? You bang us your anus? You look in the section. No, I don't go over there. I hit the Blockbuster there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're less
Blockbusters
metal.
Have
no, I don't rent the hardcore there. I have enough stockpiled now.
I don't go outside the bunker for that.
All right, but let's not digress here, Drew. Let's talk about Raquel. Who wants to go first? Should I go?
Sure.
All right. Bisexual had to have been tampered with a little bit. I'm going with a good tamper. She's tampered with by a woman. Ooh. Young woman tampered with her.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done her this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if her dad tampered with her, I don't think she'd go bisexual. But she's still in the dudes. Okay, I'm going tampered with a woman. Sexual tampering.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly babysitter, teenage babysitter.
Ooh.
Yeah, or neighbor.
Pick one.
Oh, come on.
Right,
that's
teenager.
Enough.
Teenager. All right.
Teenage tampering.
Not a peer. Not another age.
We'll go away on a limb and go teenage tampering.
All right,
you know, she was like 4 or 5.
Right.
5 or 6. Sorry.
Oh, I've got to go next?
Yeah, Yuri.
Next, Yuri.
You're going next.
Go for it.
I'm sticking with the media. No,
hey, it couldn't.
I like your idea.
Thank you.
Well, I don't like that.
Right.
Yeah, it seems to me that, I mean, I don't know when, yeah, some sort of tampering or something, some other person inflicted this upon her.
All right, but when and who? And what was the situation? I'll give you a moment.
Someone she trusted. A family member.
This is going nowhere. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I got next.
Father?
My film.
Father?
You got one?
Father, uncle.
Kind of.
You
going
to say father, uncle?
No to them. I don't know.
No, Yuri, come on. We got to say, just say dad.
Yeah, father.
Okay. Sexual abuse by dad. Go ahead.
I liked Yours, not like, but whatever. The pier, right. Though. I think it's got to be...
You're going with pier.
I'm going with the pier.
What age?
Well, how old is she, 14? I'd say, like, you know, 13, 12.
Oh, you're going recent history. You're going to go younger. Go 7 or 8.
All right, I'll go 7 or 8.
So another female?
I'm saying someone else, maybe even a little older, but like a family friend.
Go peer.
I was going to say, an older friend, maybe a couple years older.
Female. Okay. So
wait a minute, that's mine.
You're talking about babies. So I got to choose something differently.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's what we got covered.
We got odds. Can we go?
Here's what we got. We got dad doing a little sexual tampering. I have an older teenager, like 13, 14-year-old babysitter, doing some tampering at about 7. And, Mike, you don't have one, do you?
I'll go right now with just friend experimentation.
Oh, Tom, Tom, you're going peer, like another 7-year-old.
8-year-old,
That's what I wanted to say.
And so, Mike, why don't you just go, you know what, Mike, smart money, alcoholic dad not around, no sexual tampering.
Throw a little physical abuse for them.
That's
too.
The smart
that's
money.
Wait, throw a little physical abuse for them, too.
Oh, no. We got to take a break.
Oh.
Speaking of abuse. Drew, you got a long time to think about your answer. All right, we'll be back with the end of the gambling after this.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right
back. This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians, listen up. The industry standard Alesis ADAC for just $999. You heard right. ADAC, just $999. This is just one of the breakthrough prices you'll find during Guitar Center's annual Warehouse Direct event. Listen, this is the one time we'll bring warehouse pricing directly to you. And not on one or two items. We've got hundreds of deals throughout the store. Names like DW, Fender, Yamaha, Roland, JBL, and more. Premium electric guitar strings from Ernie Ball, Dean Markley, D'Addario, and GHS. $299 a set. DigiDesign's most popular digital audio workstation at the nation's lowest price. Just $799. Remember, the deals are piled high and bang low. Tama and Pearl snares, only $89. And get this, every distortion pedal in the store is on sale. Like DOD's Brunch, just $29. This weekend, it's Guitar Center's Warehouse Direct event. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
Spence Diamonds offers far better diamond value than anyone else. And you'll see that for yourself at SpenceDiamonds.com. I'm Doug Spence with 3 reasons to shop Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington. First, selection. You'll see an unequaled selection of thousands of engagement and wedding ring designs. Second, price. At Spence Diamonds, you'll discover diamond prices you didn't think were possible, and there are plenty of examples on our website. And third, product knowledge. You'll find the know-how of our people invaluable for learning about how diamonds are graded and priced, and you'll love the high-tech instruments we use to show you the differences between diamonds. So visit our website at SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of the savings you'll find when you visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington. Better product knowledge, better selection, and better value. Only at Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and how to get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Folligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Folligard uses a simple 3-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed, or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Folligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Folligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair. Sounds good? Call Folligard now. 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
Minnesota's largest on-air collection of alternative classics.
This is Zone 105 Music.
The alternative.
alternative revolution lives on.
20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Corolla. Yeah, okay. Never quite get that timing right. MXPX is our guest tonight. The Ever Passing Moments, the name of CD. Mike, Tom, and Yuri are all here. And when we left off, we were going to do a little gambling on Raquel. Raquel?
Yeah?
Yeah, all right. Stay there, baby.
Okay.
All right. Raquel is 14. She's bisexual. Her boyfriend is 14 and freaking out a little. And
I'm supposed to place a bet.
We've done some gambling. I just want to make sure a little recap. I got babysitter doing some goosing.
Teenage babysitter.
Teenage babysitter when she was
female.
6 or 7. Yeah, female. I went female.
Yeah.
I went female.
I've got the latest bet over here.
Yuri went with dad. Not a bad bet. Tom went with Pierre, another 7-year-old goosing her when she was 7. And Mike went with. What did Mike go with? Well, Mike, that's not a bad bet.
Yeah.
Because here you get it two ways. One is maybe there was nothing, and two is maybe she won't admit to anything, in which case you win by default.
There you go.
So you go with nothing. Mike goes with the smart nothing money.
Help me out, Raquel.
And Drew?
I'm getting a definite peer vibe with her, too, but I think that's stuff she started doing after her brother or brother's friend sexually abused her for a few years.
What age?
6 to 8.
All right. Raquel?
Yeah.
All right, what happened?
Well, when I was, let's see, about 2 years ago, my mom started doing drugs, and, let's see, I was blessed to live with my dad, which might be one of, like, a problem, and I really didn't want to because my mom's really cool, and since then, my dad's been kind of verbally abusive, actually really verbally abusive.
All right, let's go back further than that, though.
Uh-huh.
When did your parents break up?
When I was about 6 years old.
6. Okay. And anything happened to you?
Not that I remember.
Do you think anything happened to you?
No.
No. When did you lose your virginity?
I haven't actually, to a guy.
Oh, you haven't?
Uh-uh.
To a guy.
Sure. When's the first time you're with a woman?
About 6 months ago.
And no contact with any woman of any kind?
Prior to that.
At any age before that?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No? No babysitter goose here? Come on.
Nope.
Your no. brother?
No, I don't have a brother.
No?
Mm-mm.
No stepbrothers?
Nope.
No weird uncles?
Why did your parents leave? Split, rather.
Again, my dad was verbally abusing her.
All right. Dad alcoholic?
No.
No?
He's not doing drugs?
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Usually mom is a drug addict, dad is an alcoholic or drug. He doesn't smoke pot regularly?
No.
So your dad doesn't do any drinking?
Nope.
And no drugs?
No.
And he's just abusive?
But then he left, so that makes sense.
And he left. And your mom got into drugs?
Yeah.
What drug is she into?
Cocaine.
And she just got into this recently?
Actually, she got into it about 2 years ago, and then she went into rehab, and she's out now. And my stepdad's back in prison again for, like, the 5th time now.
Now we're warming up. When did they get married? Well, better yet, when did he come on the scene? How old were you?
I was about 10.
I see. And what kind of guy is he?
Actually, he's really nice.
Oh, he's a good guy.
What's he in prison for?
Huh?
What's he in prison for?
Parole
violation. Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Some guy's just born out on
yeah,
parole?
Yeah, most people are issued that
parole
at birth.
When you leave the hospital?
You get the birth certificate and a parole.
All right, so then you step out of line, you violate
parole violation, yeah.
That happened to me once. I left the county, and I was pulled over by a state trooper. Yeah. Turned out to be parole violation. I didn't even know I was on parole. I'd never done anything wrong. I remember once, Drew, you said when you were on vacation, when you went to Hawaii. You got stopped at the airport in Honolulu.
You heard about that?
Yes. Turn out parole violation.
How dare you?
That's what I read in the papers, Drew. Parole violation. Hey, Raquel.
Yeah.
I know this sounds like a stupid question, but he must have done something to get on parole, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, What did he do to get on parole?
He robs a few restaurants.
There you go.
Money from it.
Now, stealing food or? Oh, money.
Money, yeah.
Yeah, he's no idiot. Yeah, then you use that money, you buy food and stereo equipment. Yeah, you don't just steal, like, a pancake mix and that kind of stuff.
He wasn't stealing for drugs?
Yeah, he stole for drugs.
Oh, imagine that.
He was on heroin.
Oh, God.
I see. So he's going, now he's going back to the clink for what he do to violate his parole?
They were searching the house.
Heroin.
And his roommate had a gun, and I guess he wasn't supposed to have guns.
Yeah.
And so they're blending it, he knew it, it was there and stuff. And
okay, so your mom is a real piece of work, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's, you know, getting into coke at a, you know, sort of later part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And she remarries a guy who's basically, I mean, I picture them getting married while a car is chasing them, shooting at them. Was he returning fire while they were trying to while they were getting married?
Either that or it's in the prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he never did anything to you?
No.
Did any of his friends ever do anything to you?
You sure?
Do you remember what happened to you prior to the age of 10?
Huh?
Do you remember your life prior to the age of 10? You have good memories?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just say on this one, even though we could probably dig around and find something, that there's overt abuse, but that growing up in an environment where dad is physically, verbally abusive and mom is into drugs and mom hooks up with a heroin addict who's going into prison, back and forth to prison, that's enough to sort of destabilize you to create an alternative lifestyle for you at the tender age of 14.
Just sexualize your feelings. Mm-hmm. And so you the only way you experience yourself and the only way you gratify yourself is through various kinds of sexual behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Raquel.
Yeah.
All right, can you slow down a little bit?
No.
I can try.
You know what I mean? You understand you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
And you're kind of searching out things, but what you're doing in reality is just kind of making things more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you need to be 14 and just kind of go to school and mellow out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, here's the problem. You're 14 now and you're sort of well on your way. By the time you're 17 or 18, things aren't going to be looking too good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to go off to college and, you know, have a good life and do all that stuff that everyone else does?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could you not get pregnant, please?
Please.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
You have any brothers or sisters?
I have a sister and then my mom is 8 months pregnant.
No.
How old is your mom?
She is 33.
Mm. How old's your sister?
12.
Mm. Great. All right. Now when I'm in charge, I'm going to sterilize Raquel and the younger sister.
And mom.
Oh, and mom. Yeah. Right. Not in that order. Hey.
And dad.
Okay, Raquel.
Yeah.
This whole bisexual lifestyle, maybe it's something that you're into, maybe it's not, but can you just put things on hold for a few years and be kind of normal and
mm-hmm.
be a good example for your younger sister and all that stuff?
Okay.
How about finding Jesus Christ?
Okay.
Yeah. When you go to visit your stepdad, you can find Jesus Christ because he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everyone finds him. I don't know if he lives there or he visits there or what goes on, but that's where everyone seems to find him.
Okay.
All right. All right, Raquel.
Yeah.
All right. No one won any money off you. Well, who did win the money? Mike?
Mike.
Mike went with nothing?
Yeah. That's the closest.
Yeah. Mike is $500.
That's as much nothing as I've ever heard.
Wow.
Mike.
Bingo.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Yeah, you got your money. Enjoy. Enjoy. Because that $5 ain't going to get you far.
Yeah. What am I going to do with this?
Caesar?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say what's up to MX Biggs, hey, Tom, Mike, and Yuri.
Hey.
Hi, Caesar.
Hey, I've been a big fan, and I've noticed that you do a lot of European tours, and I was wondering that after you finish this one that goes through, like, I think October, if you're going to come back to the U.S. and play any shows in California.
Where are you calling from?
From Los Angeles.
Oh, it's a good question. We don't really know yet.
It's kind of up in the air right now.
All right, well, because I've never really had a chance to see you live, and I'd like to, so...
Yeah.
I just...
We will play here again, it's just a matter of when.
Yeah, check out MXPX.com.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I missed the one in San Bernardino on, I think it was Monday?
Yeah, Monday would be right.
Yeah, so...
Well, why'd you miss that one?
Because I didn't check the website till today.
All right, oh. Well, you snooze, you lose. All right,
but I bought some stuff off your site.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
What'd you buy?
A shirt, some buttons, and a sticker.
Wow. You know, that stuff all cost them a nickel to manufacture.
Yeah.
We have a couple sweatshops.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only place where I found the stuff that I liked.
No, it's cool. Thank you. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Caesar. All right. They'll check the website. It's mxpx.com. Is that it?
Yeah.
And they'll be back in town soon. And hungry for some American fans and some American food.
All right. Thanks for that.
All right, Caesar.
Thank
you. Raven.
Yeah.
This is Snowman. What's going on?
Okay, I wanted to know if there's, like, a day in the month where you can't get pregnant, because, like, people have been telling me that, and I want to know if it's, like, true.
There are many days in the month when you can't get pregnant. The problem is you just don't know when those days are.
Right. Only me and Drew know.
How can I find out?
You can't.
I can't.
Not reliably.
Well, can't you take your basic thermometer? Yeah,
you can do that. That's one way to perhaps reduce the risk that you're going to be
ovulating. What is it, basal or basic?
Basal, body temperature.
Right. Hey, Raven?
But yeah.
Yeah, well, why? Can't you just get on some birth control?
Well, I don't know how to do that without, like, my parents knowing.
Any doctor, any Planned Parenthood, any whatever you want.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
So you want to get on the pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, go down to Planned Parenthood.
Your parents, it's all confidential.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Okay. Can you guys, like, give me a number or something?
800-230.
230?
Plan, P-L-A-N.
Okay.
All right?
Thank
you got that?
Yeah.
All right, there.
Bye.
All right. Jared.
What's up?
You're 18. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing good tonight.
Good.
I had a quick question for MXPX.
Here they are.
All right. First of all, I'd like to say you guys kicked total booty. And I've been with you guys for like 6 years, and I'm just totally amazed at how you guys continue to just grow. And I'm a musician myself, and I was just wondering what kind of advice you could give to someone like me.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18? Still in high school?
Yeah. No. I just graduated.
You just graduated.
Are you in a band?
Yeah, I'm in a band. We're called Set Apart, and we play little shows here and there.
How long have you been playing an instrument?
I've been playing for about 4 years, but just recently our band decided to go a new way, and we got two new guitars, and I just sing now.
Ah, okay.
So.
Do you have an original tune you want to give us?
yeah, play us some.
Do you have a guitar there, Jared?
Do I have a guitar here?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's a Taboo 2 theme song.
Huh?
Do you know the Taboo 2 theme song?
No.
No, it's called He Has It All. Yes, he does.
I'll go and learn it.
Yeah, you could cover that one.
All right.
He has it all. Yes, he does. Oh, come on. They don't write lyrics like that anymore.
There you go.
Hey, Jared, why don't you do a little something from your original song repertoire?
Really?
Yeah.
What I don't know if it's even worthy of...
it is. Do you got a guitar there?
Hey, come on. To give proper advice, we need to see what you're doing.
Do you want me to lay down the phone and just play a song?
We had a guy in New Zealand do that for us. You can do it.
Just do, like, you know, a couple lines. You don't have to do the whole thing.
Let me think.
Belt
it out,
man.
I have electric guitar.
What do you have?
I only have my electric.
Oh, well, that's good.
Go for it.
All right, let me think.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
You want me to put you on hold for one caller and let you get set up and get your wits about you, and then we'll get back to you?
Sure, that would be great.
All right, get set up, and I'll come back to you in like 3 minutes.
All right, thanks.
All right. Oh, there you go. Guy's got a lot of charisma. Kid's got a good look. I would like when, I don't know if they even do this anymore, but when they advertise for a guy, like they want a band member and,
Thunder.
They need a new bass player and they write, it's important to have a sharp look or something like that. To me, that always seems like a red flag has been raised for the band.
Mr. Kincaid would say at the Partridge Family.
Right, yeah. Like, you need a good look. And then when they always do this, too, and it always drives me nuts when they give you the range of the band. Like, we do everything from Hendrix to Al Jolson or something, and you go, well, what's that mean, then? I mean, that doesn't mean anything now. Just say everything. It's like you ever read like some bottle on like some glass cleaner, and it goes, works on glass, metal, tile, ceramic, and then it says everything. And I feel like, why the F am I reading what it works? Just put the everything at the goddamn top. I wouldn't have to go through all the list of things that it does and everything. All right. You know what I was thinking about today, too, Drew, while I was driving around?
Thinking?
You know the Bible? You know the Bible? When
Yeah, I know the Bible.
Yeah. You know when they go, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights?
Right.
Eh, just go rain for 40 days. We get the message. Never stop raining. You know what I mean? And 49.
Right.
Like as if we think, well, as long as it cleared up at night and things had the chance to drain, there shouldn't be a problem.
They were looking for a way to make the book a little bit longer.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, the guys who wrote the Bible, like when you wrote that report,
yeah,
it needed to be 11 pages. So you had like a cover page, table of contents, you know, the your sources. You're writing in a huge bold print. Yeah, I think they were just killing. I don't know what the Bible is, but they could get it down to like a pamphlet type size. It doesn't need to be that
big. Well,
they
do, but
I'll they try.
Yeah, they could whittle it down. All right, should we get back to Jared? Yeah.
No.
No.
One call.
One call.
Yeah.
One call.
One
call. Then Jared.
Oh, is that him?
Jared?
Oh,
no. Let me ask Jared how it's going. Jared.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Are you set ready? Up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you? You want a little more time?
No, I'm set.
Okay.
Do it up. There might be some talent scouts listening.
All right.
What's this song called?
It's called Another Punk Rock Love Song.
Great.
And I guess I'll just play the little intro.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try this really quick.
All right. And listen, when you pick up the phone, if we're not here, that means you're going to like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we forget about the past, put everything behind our backs, and just move on?
Folks are sleeping in the next room going, oh, Christ.
That's just
the intro and stuff.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah, it was good.
Mnemonic chords.
And listen, Jared, I know stuff doesn't translate the best over the phone and into the radio and all that, but here's why I know you're going places. Because you put the phone down, you didn't argue with us, you got the guitar out, and you started playing.
Yeah.
And that's what you need. And I just want you to make this promise to me, Jared.
Okay.
If you guys ever get successful enough and you play enough gigs and you wind up on Loveline,
uh-huh,
and I'm still here,
yeah,
I want you to shoot me. could you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. You sounded good. And there's no advice, is there? Just play, right?
Yeah.
Play, write good songs, and if they're not good enough, write more good songs.
Yeah.
Practice a lot.
Practice. And,
all right.
And definitely just have fun. You know,
okay,
that's the main thing. If you don't like what you're doing, then why do it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jared.
Hey, can I ask you guys one last question?
Go ahead.
Ooh. On Thursday night, you guys are playing in San Francisco, and my friend Kendall and I are driving like 4.5 hours up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if maybe you guys could play like a special song or something, or do you guys not do that?
What's that? What song?
Let's see. Could you guys
My Life Story.
Huh?
I'll play My Life Story.
Punk Rock Show.
We'll do that for you.
My Life Story will be played for you.
All right. Yeah. Would you throw that out to me?
We're going to dedicate the whole set to you.
Really?
Yep.
That is amazing. That's a dream come true.
Yep.
That is so awesome.
You actually right, have Jared. Tickets, though, man.
Huh?
You actually have tickets because it's a small show.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
All right, Jared. So when they do My Life Story, you know they're doing that for Jared.
Even if they're so caught up in the music that they don't actually say it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but they'll be thinking.
We'll put it on our teleprompters.
Yeah. Right. All right. Speaking of My Life Story, here it is. I was almost there when the murder died. Papa New Guinea.
We need some clarification. Any
major none of our stoners are going to know this one. But it's funny when they put stuff together, like the actress, singer that most our listeners will know, Pia Zadora.
Oh, my God.
Remember
she was
Pia
on this
Zadora?
Show years ago.
Oh, she was?
Years ago.
Oh, man. Man, she was hot in the, I don't know, late 70s, early 80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah. Now, her name is Pia, I guess P-I-A.
Yeah.
And then her last name is Zadora.
Right. Husband was a rich guy that sort of...
But when you say her name and you just hear her name said and you never see it read, it sounds like Pia Zadora.
Right. Yeah.
So it sounds like her first name is P and her last name is Isadora.
Or right. It's just one, it's like Madonna. It's
right.
Isadora.
Right, right. Pia Zadora. Right. Thank you very much. All right, that made no sense to all of
okay. We'll be back with the next
I'll
video.
Do my Tom Boone impersonation again.
Oh, no.
Just add clarity.
Just flip on over to Minka. It's more entertaining.
Minka?
Yeah.
Minka and Tom are the same.
They are the same, but Minka's somehow a happier thought.
You see that Ferrari in driveway? That's my toy. I'm number one, Oriental Big Boob Queen. You guys know Minka?
No.
Oh. You don't enjoy the ladies? The pornography? You don't like the big boob Asian porn? No?
Yeah.
Obviously not.
Oh, what was his name?
You don't know me. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. MXPX is here, and we'll be back after this.
Hello? Who's this? This is Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men. Men 18 and older for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
When my grandfather first established the quality standards for the diamonds we would carry at the Shane Company, he had only one product in mind, engagement rings. I know that an engagement ring is worn every day of a woman's life. Of everything she owns, nothing else will ever have as much sentimental, emotional attachment as her engagement ring. I'm Tom Shane, and I've personally trained our diamond buyers in both Antwerp and Tel Aviv to imagine every diamond they look at as if it were to be set in their own wife's engagement ring. We make sure every diamond we sell will have the fire and sparkle to provide its new owner with pride and pleasure every time she looks at it. Let our diamond experts show you how the Shane Company's cut and quality standards protect you.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
You're going to pay me to work at Vail, Beaver Creek, Keystone, or Breckenridge, four of the top ski resorts in the country?
That's right.
I can run a ski lift, greet guests, or teach kids to ski?
Yes, or work in accounting, information systems, or human resources.
Can I get a free ski and snowboard pass? Valid for use at Vail, Beaver Creek, Keystone, and Breckenridge?
You got it.
And I get free ski lessons and discounts on ski rentals, repair, merchandise, activities, and food?
Yes, and if you work full-time, you're eligible for health insurance. What's so funny?
You call that work?
Find out about seasonal and year-round opportunities with Vail Resorts at the Twin Cities Marathon Fitness Fair on Friday, October 6th from noon to 8 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. Discover Colorado at its peak and all the perks that come with the territory. Call 1-888-SKI-JOB-1 or ski us on the web at skijob1.com.
Are you one of the 17 million Americans who suffer from asthma? Then the following information could be important to you. Asthma is a chronic lung disease that may affect you or someone you know. Since 1985, Clinical Research Institute in Minneapolis has been conducting research studies to better understand asthma and its treatment. Clinical Research Institute is currently looking for volunteers with asthma to participate in an asthma research study involving an investigational drug. You must be 12 or older, a non-smoker, in good health, and currently using an inhaled steroid to treat your asthma. Qualified volunteers receive study-related testing and study medication at no cost, validated parking, and payment of up to $450. Consider this opportunity to learn more about your asthma and asthma treatments. Call Clinical Research Institute today at 612-333-2200 and press 5. That's 612-333-2200 and press 5 or visit their website at www.clin-research.com. Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classics on 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang on all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of Alternative Classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of Alternative Classics, 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on The Zone, 105. Hey, Loveline. Adam Carolla is Dr. Drew. Mike, Tom, and Yuri are all here from MXPX. The Ever-Passing Moment is the name of the current CD. It'll be in San Francisco on Thursday, and then Sacramento, and then Salt Lake City, and then it's Europe. So if you want to catch them here stateside, you got about you got to do it in the next 5 days or so. All right, Gina Lee Nolan will be in here tomorrow night to talk about whatever she wants to talk about. She's that good looking. And we'll hop back on the phones and speak to Arlene. Arlene?
Hello?
You're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I kind of had a question for Dr. Drew.
Darlene, what's up?
Last couple of years, I've been in and out of counseling.
Right.
And I've been out of it for probably the last 5-6 months, and it's been getting really bad again.
What has?
Just the way I've been feeling.
Which is what?
Well, it seems like it's for no reason at all, but I won't sleep at night. I eat like one meal a day. You know, I'm unsure of everything I'm doing. You know?
So you're feeling depressed?
Yeah.
Have you been on medication for depression?
Yeah, a couple times. Oh. I was on Zoloft for 6 months. And
why don't you get back on some medicine then?
Well, the guy I'm kind of staying right now is trying to get me to go to the doctor, but
yeah.
I'm just afraid to for some reason.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, you might feel better.
I've done it before, but...
And you felt better?
Oh, what the hell was that?
My phone's getting ready to get teeth done.
Oh, boy, now you're really depressed. Yeah. And you've been on hold for 104 minutes. That is depressing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's gotten so bad that the last couple days...
Christ, now I'm getting depressed.
But you felt better before on the medicines, right?
No.
You didn't feel better.
Nothing's ever worked.
Nothing's ever worked.
All right, hey, listen, Arlene.
Yeah.
You got to go back and get on some meds or get some counseling, whatever it is, that's going to help it.
But I don't know how to go about finding a good doctor.
Didn't you say you're seeing somebody now?
No, I'm not seeing anyone.
It's been some months.
Do you have any kind of doctor relationship?
No, I don't have any insurance or anything or no money. So
and then if there's a teaching hospital or a county hospital, you go to their mental health services and you go.
Their college nearby?
Well, I was in school.
No,
not for you, but for
a medical
other
school.
People to help you.
Oh, no.
No medical school?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Northwest Indiana.
Oh, yeah, they got Northwestern U out there, the fighting Badgers beat are out there.
How far are you from Chicago?
About 45 minutes.
All right, why don't you go into Chicago and throw yourself on the mercy of the city? Well, not the entire city, but what I mean is go in there, find a hospital or a college, find a county run or teach. County. Oh, for Christ's sake. Did you go to County USC, Drew?
I trained there, yeah.
Holy Christ. I went in there like two times. I was about ready to kill myself out in the parking lot.
You have to dedicate your day to waiting in lines.
Oh, my God. My God. You guys ever went to a county hospital?
No.
Not having health insurance is bad times.
But the care is good at those facilities.
It is?
Yeah. It's just cumbersome.
Hmm. Well, what do you mean cumbersome?
It's not convenient.
Oh, no, it is not. No. Well, first off, you sit in a room with basically like hobo transvestites that are projectile vomiting. Syringes are flying out of people's mouths while you're sitting there. You know, I mean, you're in with the dregs of society. I mean, it is frightening. Yeah. I mean, it really... Everyone there is just, you know, it's junkies drag themselves in off the street, have been run over by blue rail trains, you know, and that's who you sit next to. And they see them before they see you because you're not as in nearly as bad a shape as those guys
and
are.
And you're not just talking about a couple people.
No. This
hundreds.
Let me tell you, this is like, yeah, County USC, it would be like, well, it would be the hospital equivalent to a sewer drain. You know what I mean? Everyone just gets washed into it. Everyone who's not on high ground just gets washed down into that place. And so you could probably get hepatitis just sitting in the waiting room. You know, like you walk in with a twisted ankle, you walk out with the scurvy. Right, Drew? That's right.
I don't know. Vitamin deficiency.
You sit there. Yeah. I had this dude suck all the vitamin C out of my body while I was sitting next to him. And you're sitting there. Guys are like, you know, guys are bleeding and vomiting, and you just sit amongst them. And then 7.5 hours later, you go down, and they take a look at you. And by then, you're hoping it's something. It's like, I was like, I went in there going, well, I got a really bad sprain on my ankle. I mean, it's really bad. It's the size of a football. I hope it's not broken was the feeling I had on the way into the hospital. Then at hour number 7, I go, I hope the goddamn bone is sticking out through my heel. Something better be broken. Yeah. I'm going to be rushed into the ER right now because I'm not sitting here 7 hours for a sprain. I don't want to tell them to stay.
Also,
you
feel like a pussy after seeing all the stuff that really goes on.
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing here? I think a lot of people go home.
Take my honky ass and hobble right out of that place. I know. So, yeah, there it was. And then I got a bill like 6 months later. But, you know, the good news is you don't have to pay them.
Right.
They send you a bill it's kind of funny. It's like, hey, you think if you got some extra money, you might want to send it our way because, you know, that ace bandage, that's $108. You know, and you go, no, I don't want to pay it. And they go, okay, sorry. So it is, you can't argue with the price over there. Sam?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Drew. I was there when I was like 23 or 22.
Yeah, I probably saw you there.
All right, so we're talking about like 13 years ago. Yeah, 13 years. Where were you? Do you think you're around there?
I was 14 years ago.
Oh, really? Could have been. There. Could have been.
But I was up in the medical ward.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, I remember you.
You're the sprained ankle.
Yeah, I saw your ass when you were getting in the elevator.
Your hair was longer.
Yeah, and we worked together one day. Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, what's up?
Dr. Drew, this question is for you. I'm just wondering if you can get pregnant by somebody coming in your butthole.
Well, now, if it's so special.
Well, I'm serious, though.
How do you figure that might happen?
Oh, anal sex with somebody and then they...
All right, hold on. Let me grab a pad.
Hey, second.
Anal sex?
Slow down.
Way they would come in your butthole?
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be a situation where they just shot it at you from across the street.
I'm with you,
something.
But Sam I just want to clarify what you're questioning.
Okay, my question.
I understand what the circumstance is, but I understand how the sperm would get from your colon to your uterus.
So no.
Well, no. Are you worried about sort of a drip factor or something on your hands or something like that?
No.
You just think inside your body there's
general,
inside your body there's some connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you believe that connection is there, you should not be having any kind of sex.
Are you in junior college right now?
No.
They kicked you out?
No. No, they didn't.
Did you go to junior college?
No, I didn't.
Are you hoping to go to junior college?
No.
Well, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Did you finish high school?
Yeah.
You're aspiring to go to junior college?
I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew there was something about junior college in your either future or not too distant future.
Adam, shut up.
All right.
No, God.
All right, so, and what about your mouth? What about orally?
I'm not worried about that. I'm the only thing I'm worried about.
But you understand that oral sex would not result in a pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And what about nasally? What about through the nostrils? Would there be something, there's a possibility there?
F you.
All right.
But listen.
What do you think the kid would look like if he got pregnant from anal sex?
If I could smack it, I would.
What'd the kid look like? A Duraflame log or something? Great.
I think the moral of the story here is no.
Maybe a Gumby character or something?
Yeah.
But listen, yeah. Is Sam...
And where would he come out, I guess is my main question.
No.
Okay.
No is the answer.
Okay, so it's no.
But oh my God.
Great new meeting to drop in the
kids
office.
But do you do want to keep sperm away from that area, right? Because even though it might not be a direct hit, stuff can get in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So be careful.
And
if you're engaged in sexual activity, how about at least keeping the morning after pill around and preferably getting on the pill?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. What are you doing when you have the regular kind of sex, kind of God recognizes?
What
am
I doing?
Well, I mean, for protection.
I have the Depo-Vac.
Oh, good. Ooh. All right. So you're not going to get pregnant.
Who got you onto that?
My doctor.
Good for you.
Good.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very good.
You don't have to worry about pregnancy.
The doctor's a genius.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, most of the decrease in teen pregnancy in this country is due to the use, more regular use of these sustained contraceptions like Depo-Provera.
Yeah. I think the doc sized her up, figured out we didn't want any little Sams running around.
She's 20 and she thinks she's
putting butter knives into light sockets and things like that. So we better just shoot her up at the depo. This guy's a genius. This guy's a hero. These are the kind of guys I want. That's fine with me. All right.
I'm just still thinking about Sam Jr.'s.
Where do babies come from?
Your ass. Where did you come from?
Most come from the vagina, but you're special. You still came out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, see what's in your diaper? That's your little brother. That was a miscarriage.
Unacceptable.
So, like, diarrhea would be a miscarriage. All right. Adam?
Yeah.
All right. You got a question for MXPX?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're running a little late for break. So we take a little break and come back. You ask MXPX a question?
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
All right. You do that, and we'll do that after this.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Right. Excuse me. Please continue. Hello, Dionysus here, the god of revelry. You know, Mount Olympus, orgies, food, drink. That's my life. I thought I'd take a moment to endorse the only place on Earth that brings me down from Olympus. Of course, I speak of Rick's Cabaret. Sure, I've tried others, but nothing else comes close to matching my godly appetites. First, there's the women, fresh as dewdrops on spring roses with peach-soft skin.
Oh, God.
Soon, my love, soon.
Oh.
Where was I? Oh, yes, Rick's Cabaret. What would revelry be without a bounty of fine food and drink? Do you know there's some places in your town that serve their liquor from a plastic hose and they're pre-measured? I find that offensive. When I drink, I want the drink poured freely and without reserve, like at Rick's Cabaret. Why, I was in one place that made me pay an hourly fee to sit in their VIP section. Not to mention their joke of a menu. Rick's menu is truly worthy of a god, and there are no expensive hourly seating VIP fees. So take my advice and celebrate life as a god would at Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis. Located at 3rd and 3rd.
MGD Blind Date, brought to you by Miller Genuine Draft. A huge show at a mystery San Francisco location.
Yeah?
Only catch,
No one knows who the band is until they hit the stage.
Hey.
Now, don't blow this. You win tickets, you've got a genuine opportunity to invite someone who's totally out of your league.
Huh?
Yeah, waitress, you're too afraid to look in the eye. Go ahead. Your roommate's sister? Hey, he'll understand.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
That model from the underwear catalog?
Yeah.
Well, not her. She's probably dating one of the band members anyway.
Oh.
But that's the right idea. It's that huge. MGD Blind Date. Large band, small clubs, big mystery.
Cool.
Never miss a genuine opportunity. Next MGD Blind Date, October 26th, San Francisco. Listen to Stone 105 to win or enter wherever you buy Miller Genuine Draft. No purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident, 21 or older. Void where prohibited. See official rules for details. Sweepstakes ends October 12th. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Musicians, listen up. The industry standard Alesis ADAC for just $999. You heard right. ADAC, just $999. This is just one of the breakthrough prices you'll find during Guitar Center's annual Warehouse Direct event. Listen, this is the one time we'll bring warehouse pricing directly to you. And not on one or two items. We've got hundreds of deals throughout the store. Names like DW, Fender, Yamaha, Roland, JBL, and more. Premium electric guitar strings from Ernie Ball, Dean Markley, D'Addario, and GHS. $299 a set. Digidesign's most popular digital audio workstation at the nation's lowest price, just $799. Remember, the deals are piled high and bang low. Tama and Pearl snares, only $89. And get this, every distortion pedal in the store is on sale, like COD's Crunch, just $29. This weekend, it's Guitar Center's Warehouse Direct event. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 1-877-MUSICIAN.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Question, what happens when you forget an anniversary? Whoa, Nelly, it ain't pretty. The results can range from a slight scowl to about 7 weeks in intensive care with a vast network of tubes and wires sustaining your frail body. Point is, you should never, ever forget an anniversary. Which brings us to the anniversary sale at Audio King, our biggest sale of fall. And while you can occasionally miss an anniversary with your slightly overweight girlfriend who works nights at the donut shop, don't, I repeat, do not miss the anniversary sale at Audio King. Think of it this way, Latka. If you do miss it, you'll miss out on getting a free subwoofer box when you buy select Rockford Fosgate 10 and 12-inch subwoofers starting at $99 and up. That's right, a free sub box. And that's only one of many ultimate buys on decks, amps, speakers, and more. Sorry, donut girl. Maybe next year. So repeat after me. I will never forget another anniversary. The Audio King anniversary sale, that is.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Gru.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, Loveline. Adam Carolla over here. Dr. Drew over there, Gina Lee Nolan going to be in here tomorrow night. You're in Tom, and now here comes Mike from MXPX. The Ever Passing Moment is the name of the CD. Mm-hmm. Should we all chew gum into the mic? Or
that's
not going to work.
What do you do chewing gum?
Well, no. I mean, yeah. Adam?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to let MXPX know that they're my favorite band. And I went to the show in San Bernardino on Sunday, and it was, like, really cool.
Awesome. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And I was just wondering if you guys are going to be coming out with another live CD.
Another one?
Yeah.
Eventually, I think, unless something happens to one of us, we will definitely put one out. We don't have any
what's
plans
that supposed
for
to mean?
One. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's all of those possibilities. But actually, we're going to do an EP next.
What's it going to be called?
I don't know yet.
Do you guys,
any suggestions?
Nah, not really. will you guys have Where Will We Go on it?
Good question. I'm not really sure. That'll definitely come out on something in the future.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
Hey, Adam?
Yeah.
Why don't you just check the MXPX.com periodically and... on that, you'll keep everyone abreast of everything that's going on.
Usually that's got information we don't even know about yet on it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Adam.
Good luck on your tour.
Thanks.
But,
yeah, you guys got a lot of fans calling in tonight. Barbara?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
This girl at work, she's my friend, but she wants me to do a threesome with her and her boyfriend, and I don't know how to say no without breaking up our friendship because she knows that I have done it before with our other mutual friend.
How'd that conversation come up, anyway?
Because she just would casually bring it up, like, not casually, but just bring it up when we were going out, like, to a bar or something.
Do you know her boyfriend?
Yeah.
What do you think of him? You don't like him?
No, he's fine, but I'm getting my life together, and I just don't, you know?
But you're still swearing on the radio. You haven't got it together to the point where you stop swearing on the radio?
The truth usually works pretty well. Just say, you know, you tried it, you don't really into it.
So when you were doing threesomes, it was because you were messed up?
Basically.
Yeah, on drugs?
No, just mentally.
Oh, yeah. Anderson wants to know what happened to the rule where people use the S word and I hang up on it. That doesn't count for hot chicks who are thinking about threesomes. I stretch
whatever.
It for
whatever.
Hey, Barbara?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you don't want to do it. You're going a little different direction in life.
It's good. You're healthy. Healthier impulse.
Okay.
Is your friendship pending on this thing?
Yeah.
And when I try and say no, she's like, well, you did it with, I'm not going to say your name.
Screw that. You're well within your right just to say no.
Yeah. And listen, I took a leak in an ice machine. Doesn't mean I have to do it again. I may.
So, any time.
Don't challenge me. I'm one of the few people I know who's thrown up an ice machine and urinated an ice machine. And as soon as I take a crap in one, I will have completed the trifecta, and I can call the life. I'm waiting for that. some people like work at the same place for 30 years, and they retire, and they die 6 months later. And I go, well, he stopped working, he lost the will to live. For me, it's crapping in an ice machine.
Don't do it.
I'm scared if I crap in an ice machine, I'll be gone in 3 weeks. I'll hold out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold out too long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a situation where I'm like, I'm in the 80s. I'm going to have to someone wheel me to an ice machine.
Yeah.
So you take a crap.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm good to go.
Oi.
Yeah. You know how Indians know when they're going to die? Or at least that's what white people think. I don't know if they actually know.
In one movie.
Yeah, they sold that, and then we all bought into it. Yeah, where's he going? He's going to die. Jeez, how does he know? No, he's Indian. Leave him alone. All right. What if he doesn't? What did he do? He brought a gun with him. Well, why? Well, in case he didn't die, he's going to kill himself. He's got a lot of pride. Either way, he's not coming back. All right. Mercedes?
Yes?
You're 22. What's up?
Hi, I had a question for MXPX.
Yes.
Hi guys. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm on the line with you guys. I was going to ask you guys, what's your favorite song to play and why?
Favorite song to play?
Chick Magnet, because I get a break.
What do you guys think?
Songs like Tomorrow's Another Day for me. I like that one a lot.
Mm.
And why?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, does that like a special meaning? Is it, I don't know.
Yeah, special meaning, and just it's a fun song to play. Kids really dig it.
Yeah.
Just all around.
I think that song definitely encompasses a lot of what our band is about. You know, it's very positive, very, just trying to, Tomorrow's Another Day is basically, it's about, waking up and being able to, sort of just make your life right, you know, mm-hmm. with yourself. And, no matter what you do, you know, that you feel bad about or that you do wrong, you always have that chance to, like, make a change and do something better for yourself, make a better life.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
That's a good song. I love that. I saw you guys for the first time on Sunday. I've been listening to you guys since high school, but you guys were awesome on Sunday. My friends were making fun of me because I was crying. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
all right, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glendora. I just got back from work, so I was all excited. They were on the phone, so I had a call.
What goes on over there in Glendora?
Glendora? Oh, nothing much.
Hot.
I hang out over by where I work all the time.
Great.
I work in Disneyland.
What?
I work at Disneyland.
Oh, you do?
What do you do there?
I work on Space Mountain.
I've never met anybody that worked at Disneyland.
Really?
What do you do on Space Mountain?
I operate the ride. I push the button.
Can we get in for free over there?
Yeah, you guys can. I can totally hook you up.
No, it's the happiest place on earth.
Can we get your number?
We'll have to hook you up with a friend of ours. He's big into Disneyland.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what about that kid that got smashed the other day?
I don't know anything about that.
Luke, that wasn't your fault?
No.
Word on the street that was your blunder.
What happened? I hear about that.
I was at Space Mountain, right? I have nothing to do with that.
Kid fell off of Huckleberry Toad's Wild Teacup Bonanza or something. What did he fall off of? Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
And he got, you know, here's the
thing. Was he trying to climb to a different car? I think I
he was doing, here's the thing. Kids get, like, try to get out, and fat people get thrown and stuff. But normally, if you just, you know, are somewhere under 400 pounds and you kind of do what they tell you to do, you'll be fine. But here's the thing about, like, roller coasters, amusement parks, and rides like that. It's feast or famine. You're either having the time of your life or you're getting ground in some gears. You know what I mean? But there's no in between. Like, no one gets thrown from a roller coaster. Yeah. It's like, what happened? Oh, I hurt my ass. Yeah, I'm all right. Let's go on.
Let's hit the
Batman ride.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be on the arcade for a while. I'm going to walk it off. Yeah, I mean, it's like you're either totally unscathed or you get ground up. But there's no, like, no one ever got bruised in a ride.
You can get, actually, I went on a ride over in on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Old roller coaster, wood.
Right.
Just insane. Like, oh, it's a wood roller coaster. Doesn't go upside down. No big deal, right?
Right.
That thing basically smashed me up and down all over the place. I didn't, you know, break an arm or anything, but I was pretty bruised up.
Well,
so that's the one exception, because there's always one.
And maybe your ego was a little bruised, too.
Yeah, it was like that was pretty crazy.
You know, my theory, and here's why I don't go on roller coasters, and now they're getting the data starting to come out on these things. Here's my theory. You know it, Drew, which is 99% of you knows you strapped in a roller coaster, you waited in line, you paid, but there's 1% of your brain,
right.
And that 1% of your brain is like that little reptilian part of your brain,
right.
And it thinks the car went off the overpass and is plunging into the ocean.
Right.
That's what it thinks. And that part of your brain tells the rest of your body, hey, here's some adrenaline, man. Freak out, because you're in a free fall, man. It doesn't know that you're strapped into a safety harness. It doesn't know that you're having a good time. There's a part of your brain that has to just be reacting like a reptilian Cro-Magnon kind of way to that, right?
Yeah.
And you can't talk that part out of it. I mean, that's why you stiffen up. That's why the adrenaline surges and all that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good for you to fake that part of your brain into thinking you're actually...
Probably not.
You know why? Because the one time you do actually go off the overpass in the car and you're going to plunge into the river, your brain goes, relax. just another ride. Oh, water's pouring into the van. Don't bother with that. It'll all be over in a minute.
All illusion.
That's right. Guy's going to come up in a green vest and help me out any second now.
Lucky for you, you haven't taken a crap in an ice machine yet.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to feel scared about
it. It's coming, though.
So we need to get that girl's number, because I really want to get into Disneyland for free.
Oh,
Adrian is having bleeding 2 months after an abortion. That is not normal. Go back.
Oh, go talk to her during the break. Right. Come on. All right, we'll take a break. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation. Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Folligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Folligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed, or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Folligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Folligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair. Sound good? Call Folligard now. 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
What I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grubbs.
It's just a ball.
Press the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember old Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yes.
Roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big cog to wind up two pallets in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Do you think
we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Cheesy tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep. No, I didn't have time to get into all this.
Yeah,
right. We're just talking about something, and there's a place in hell for those guys who profit off of that kind of stuff. We're talking about publicists. All right, I want to thank MXPX for coming in and being a good time, as they always are on this show. It's good to see you guys again.
You too.
Good luck in San Francisco, Sacramento, and Salt Lake, and then good luck in Europe. And when enough time has passed,
we need
to sort of decompress.
4 or 5 years.
But no, you guys playing a LA show or whatever, come on back and hang out, and we'll do it all again. The Ever Passing Moment is the name of the CD. Go out and get it if you haven't already. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNT Eden Prairie.
Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Then you better come in. It's just a feeling that we can lie. We're so sick. You say sick and dying. And the story that I could think for super collapse. So it was your crew. My trouble, my truth. Try it and can't like it. For the time bomb. My trouble, my truth. Try it and can't like it. For the time bomb. Look back in the hole where they got him living. Like your rabbit in the mud. And a cat not out like a chain.
Rolling in the Cadillac and midnight summer, but now we're just right out of here.
alternative classic Zone 105 and music from Rancid. What's going on? My name is Ben. I'm back broadcasting live from the Zone 105 cave all night long, taking your requests, 989-9105. So far, I've got written down Big Audio Dynamite, The Vinyls. Right now, it's Jesus Jones in Zone 105.
Genuine Draft Blind Date is back. This time, you can win a trip for two to the MGD Blind Date in San Francisco. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, so keep listening to Zone 105 for details on where to register and win.
Check out our website at zone105.com, bro, for more details on where to go to enter.
The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
If I have my time again, fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin. What other guys go fast? All the chunks that are flown. And the time that I've been down, I didn't get too high.
my feet on the ground. Situation always plus for all the time to find your bed. Oh, so what you say? Gotta get myself right out of here.
It's delightful, delightful.
Plus all the time to find your
I could sing like that. Not everything, singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.